Proclamation number 5223, dated the September 30th, 1951. The spirit of the Antichrist. The spirit of the Antichrist reigns wherever I am not recognized. That is where he has already caused his work of confusion. He has weakened people's power of realization. He obscured everything. He has displaced the truth and deluded people with his deceptive light, having used his power as my adversary and thus worked against me. His favorite weapon is to tear the image of the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ from people's hearts, and thus he works against Christ, and this to an ever-increasing extent the closer it gets to the end. It is his achievement that people distance themselves from me, that they no longer believe in Jesus Christ and therefore don't find the way to me anymore. And yet his activity is only possible because people do not resist his onslaughts and the beginnings of his activity. For they can defend themselves if they want to. They live on earth as completely independent beings and have absolute free will. They are far away from me, but at the start of their embodiment as a human being, also so far away from my adversary that he cannot force them to become subject to him. I gave people the means to absorb the impressions surrounding them with heart and mind, and to think them through into their heart and with their intellect, for I did not create automatons who must carry out their activity according to the Master's law. I externalized you as free beings, gave you intellect and reason, and constantly influence you through all events in a helpful sense. However, he, too, will not let his power go to waste. He will likewise try to influence your will, but the final decision rests with you humans yourselves. Nevertheless, you only need to use the means at your disposal. You only need to ensure that you receive my spirit of love, my strength, which will enable you to resist all your enemies' onslaughts. You can always gain this strength by merely practicing love yourselves, thus by acquiring my strength of love, which you can use without limits but which can only be gained through activity of love. My adversary is an enemy of love, and you'll always be able to conquer him if you stand up to him with a weapon of love. Then you will take the path of Christ. You will take the path of love which he traveled to. Then you will follow him, and he will be your patron, your leader. He will have become your redeemer as a result of your will which has joined him through love. However, as long as humanity lacks love, it will not recognize him. And this is caused by my adversary, who believes he can increase his power by reducing the power of Jesus. He conspicuously directs his activity against him, and every person who turns away from Jesus Christ, who renounces him, who rejects him when he confronts him in the word, is controlled by the Antichrist. He is an Antichrist himself who willingly carries out what Satan impels him to do. Beware of these antichrists, even if they pretend to strive for the same noble goals. They're in his power and are therefore also my adversaries, and will have to pay for their antagonism on the day of judgment, which is very close. Amen.